What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosed Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks. We are alive and blessed. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Thank y'all for tuning in every week, man. Y'all know what it is. And as always, before we get started, man, we're going to get into the word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational, get you through your day, your week, your life. You know what I'm saying? So I made this word of the day, man. I love it. Live it, I preach it, I teach it. It says, everything doesn't require response. Pay attention and move accordingly. I'll say that again. Everything doesn't require response. Pay attention and move accordingly. You know, I like that word of the day because there's a lot of people out here that are just miserable. All right? Whether that be whatever industry you're in, music, business, your regular 9-to-5, you just go places, you wake up in the morning, you see these people, and they are just mad at the world. Or you can tell by their conversation, because they never got nothing positive to say. It's always negative. It's down and out. They're angry. They're mad at the world. You know what I'm saying? They're mad at every little thing in their life they're mad about. They're not happy about anything. These are the type of people, every day, if you talk to them, they'll never say a positive thing, because they're that miserable, right? So hurt people hurt people. Those type of people, they carrying that negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Energy's real, right? And energy doesn't die. It just transfers, right? So a lot of those people, because they so angry, they ain't got nothing going on in their life, nothing positive. They want to spread that to you. So they'll try to trigger you. You know what I'm saying? They'll do things. They'll say things. Always taking little jabs, you know, always taking little shots, little aggressions, you know, microaggressions, for lack of better words, to try to get a response out of you, right? But I say this to say, after all of that, don't give those people the satisfaction of allowing you to get out of character, right? Because that's what they want. You know, they want to see you pop off. They want to see you get physical, get aggressive, yell and curse. And then the crazy thing is, after they trigger you, they sit back and be like, yo, he's crazy. Yo, she's crazy. You wildin' B. But, you know, they're not going to keep it real that they actually triggered you by their actions, right? They just, this is what they do. So at the end of the day, you know, strategy over emotion. Don't allow anybody to give, you know, put you in that mental space where you wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I'm a work in progress, you know. When I was younger, wild out, temper was crazy. Now that I'm older, wiser, more mature, I know when I'm being triggered. I know when people are trying to elicit a response out of me. And now I try my best. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect, but I try my best not to even play that game. Nowadays, it's like, oh, that's how you feel? Cool. God bless. Oh, that's what you think? Cool. God bless. Right? It's not even worth it, man. So, you know, don't allow people to get you out of your element. You know, you are great. You'll continue to be great. Keep winning, and that's the word of the day, all right? But for today, I got to apologize because we were supposed to drop our interview with Digable Planets. Big shout out to Digable Planets. Everybody knows who Digable Planets is, man. Classic hip-hop group. You know, I'm cool like that. I chill like that. Like, shout out to my peoples, man. So the interview's done. We had to parlay it for next week because I got a lot of people hitting me up asking me after this fight what I say something about it for the podcast. So, you know, of course, gotta show love to the peoples, get the peoples what they want. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna talk about this Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight, share my thoughts about it, and you guys can comment down below what y'all feel about it, what's your thoughts about it, what's your takes on it. I put a couple of brief notes in my phone just to kind of highlight a couple things, right? So let's get right into it. What I can start by saying is this. When I grew up, full disclosure, I'm an 80s baby. Times were different. They were very different. We did not have streaming. There was no Netflix at that time. Like, boxing was a big deal for us because it was more of a, it was more of like a community-based thing with family and friends because we didn't have streaming. You know, of course, we had television, obviously. But, you know, if you wanted to see a fight, first of all, you had to purchase that fight. So whether it be someone got it from Showtime, HBO, somebody, you know, whether your family or friend was like, hey, Uncle James bought the fight. Everybody's going to Uncle James' house. Everybody's going to bring a dish. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. It's going to be a good time. It was a whole experience. And I think people really enjoyed it because back then, the fights were like, they didn't let you down. You know what I'm saying? The majority of the fights were like on point. You know, we're talking about vintage Mike Tyson, you know, all these different, you know, things, man, that we got to experience, man. You know, shout out to Mike. You know, he was a phenomenal boxer with a lot of other, countless others. You know what I'm saying? Just like historically, boxing means something. You know what I mean? And I think that a lot of people, we like boxing because we're rooting for someone and we genuinely want them to win. And I think I'm in alignment with a lot of people where after I watched the fight, I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? You know what I'm saying? For lack of better words, like, it's like fake is the new real. So I knew it. First of all, I knew the fight was fake. A lot of people was like, oh, you know, it's going to be. But I knew that this was just for show. And wait, time out. Let me shift gears. I got to shout out the female boxers. Let me pause that for a second and talk about the female boxers. That was the best fight of the night. I'm not going to hold you. Serrano was clearly robbed. Somebody needs to call the, like Tupac said, call the police. Because she was robbed, right? She got busy. She did what she had to do. Other fighter kept headbutting her. You know, whether it was intentional or not, seemed intentional to me. Serrano got robbed, right? I think that that was the best fight, hands down, of the night. That should have been the main event as far as I'm concerned because they just got that busy. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Serrano. You know, unfortunate that she got robbed, but she deserved that. She did her thing. Now, back to Mike and Jake Paul. A lot of people, I think, wanted to see. They know Mike is older. He's 58 years old, right? He's not the Mike Tyson that, obviously, that we're used to seeing. However, I think people still wanted to see a glimpse of something. And I think a lot of people just walked away from this fight, like, feeling like, these are the times we living in now. Fake is the new real, right? We're going to put on like we really going to get busy, you know? So, I mean, he slapped him at the face off. So people were anticipating maybe some of that energy that never translated into the ring. It was just, we're watching two guys just kind of like go through the motions to get through the rounds. And that was it, you know? It was very fake, very much a waste of time. I mean, the best way I could liken it, I felt like I was, in real time, I was watching, like, the gentrification of boxing, for lack of better words, right? I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's not authentic, it's not genuine, it's not what we grew up on, the type of fights, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and when I say that, right, like, you know, first of all, let me be clear. Race is not the issue here, right? Some of my best friends are different races. Shout out to my guy, Frank. That's my boy, Frank Persico. He's got a dope YouTube channel too, man. We've been friends for years, man. So this isn't about race, right? I think this is just more about like people feeling like they watched something that was staged and you kind of played on people's intelligence and their emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it was a letdown. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been better. You know, it could have been better. And I think if, you know, for Mike to come back in this way, me personally, I at least would want him to be in a fight where it clearly wasn't staged and he wasn't given a bag to clearly not even give it his all, because I'm pretty sure he could have gave more than that. You know what I'm saying? But they weren't really going at it. This wasn't a dog fight. You know what I'm saying? As far as the kid, Jake Paul, personally, I saw Gervonta Davis called him out and then, you know, he responded by making a joke about Gervonta's height, like, oh, well, you know, is there a height limit for boxing? Like, I mean, all jokes aside, like, there is a serious component here that we do need to address, right? Like, is this what boxing has become? It's like, we're putting on as if we're doing a boxing match, but it's really bullshit at the end of the day. It's just so everybody could get a bag and go home, right? Yeah, everybody want to get paid. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think for most people, you know, and I know for myself, like, I like a good authentic boxing match. Like, those women got busy out there. They got, let's be clear, it was obvious that they got busy and they was getting at it. There was a clear difference between their fight and Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Clear as day. You know what I'm saying? So, I just want boxing to get back to, you know, and I know there's boxers out there that still get busy. Shout out to them. You know, their fights at A1, you know, I respect it. But, you know, I want to see more of that culturally, man, because boxing needs it. Does this help or hurt the culture of boxing, right? I mean, that's a valid question. I mean, monetarily, I'm pretty sure it did what it was supposed to do, obviously, because people, they tuned in. So much to the point, people felt like they had bootleg cable because it was glitching so much. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Netflix made their bag. Mike made his bag. Jake made his bag. But I just want to see more authentic boxing. This is me personally. I don't want to see fake boxing matches that are set up where, you know, someone's paid to take a dive and someone else looks better. Like, nah, man, I want to see people really go at it. I want to see them with that dog in them. I want to see them fight. You know what I mean? Mike had said something to an interviewer by the name of Jazzy when she had asked him about how does this fight affect his legacy. And, you know, his response was pretty interesting. You know, he pretty much responded with, you know, fuck legacy. Who cares what people think about you when you're no longer here, right? So, I mean, listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Mike is clearly entitled to his opinion. But two truths can exist at the same time, right? So when I say two truths can exist at the same time, that means that, yes, I'm in agreement with the component of you shouldn't really give a fuck what people think about you. Yes, I agree with that. That is true. However, the other truth is that legacy does matter in some degree. Right? Legacy does matter in some degree. Like, everything I do is for my daughter, right? So I'm always thinking about, at the end of the day, you know, when I'm no longer here, how I'll be able to set her up so she'll be in a better position than I was. That's what it's supposed to be about, right? You know, people that don't care about legacy or they don't give a fuck about legacy, you know what that looks like? And every family go through this, right? And y'all, I'm pretty sure all of y'all can vibe with this, what I'm about to say. Not giving a fuck about legacy looks like when someone dies in your family who did not have their shit together, right? And you get that phone call and you start getting them texts and them individual texts and group texts. Hey, Uncle Jimmy died, you know, we trying to take a collection up for Uncle Jimmy, because Uncle Jimmy didn't give a fuck about legacy. He didn't care, right? It wasn't important to him. So now, unfortunately, that he's dead, somebody got to put together some money so Uncle Jimmy can have a funeral. And I've gotten those texts. I know plenty of people got those texts. Like, people trying to pull money together because this person was not only a burden while they were alive, but now they're a burden in death. Because they didn't have their shit together. They didn't care about legacy. It didn't matter to them, right? And I think at the end of the day, if not for nothing, you know, and I'm just speaking general, like this is just a broad statement. I think for everybody, that's important. You should think about your legacy. You know what I'm saying? Like if you have kids, what type of legacy are you leaving behind for your kids? Like, that's important. You know what I mean? And it doesn't just boil down to money. That's where people get it twisted. Money's great, but like I tell people all the time, you know, there's so much more to life than money, right? You may be in a position where you can't give your kids a lot of money. And guess what? That's okay. But you're always in a position to give other things. You can give love. You can give your time. You can give knowledge, right? You might not have $10,000, $20,000 to give your kids and say, hey, go invest this money or go put this down on some property. But you know what? We live in a time where information is readily available. This right here is a computer. You got the world at your fingertips. You can provide information to your kids. Hey, you know what? Go to this website. They got some information, you know, about scholarships. They got some information over here about how to invest. Free investing classes, right? Free real estate classes, free whatever. What I'm trying to drive home is that legacy is important. And I think that, you know, for individuals, think to yourself, you know, what type of legacy are you leaving behind for your kids and how can you help them? You know, because time goes by very fast, man. You know what I'm saying? And you want to make sure that if not for nothing, you're empowering your children. You know what I mean? That's important. So, you know, I say that, you know, that's pretty much like the notes that I had, man. You know, I just wanted to touch on this. you know, pretty much just my thoughts, you know. But I'm interested to hear your thoughts. I want to know what y'all thought about it. You know, y'all can leave below in the comments what y'all thought about the fight, what y'all thought about the women's fight. That was, you know, Serrano made a fan out of me. I'll say that. I never heard of her before the fight, but, yo, much respect to her, you know, because she did her thing. She persevered, man. So I want to see more of her fights. I want to see less bullshit fights that are rigged. You know, I want to see authentic fights. And that's where I'm at with it, man. So, you know, shout out to all of y'all as always, man. Like, subscribe, comment below. I want to see what y'all think, man. And until next time, peace.